Reading from the Narada Bhakti Sutras, text 67. Bhakta Kantino Mukya. Among the Lord's devotees, the greatest are those who are dedicated to Him solely as His intimate servants. Purport is Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada showed an excellent example of a Kanta Bhakti, single-minded devotion to the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada showed this in many ways, for example, his commentary on Sri Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita. This does not slightly deviate from Krishna's true intent. Personalism taints the vast majority of Bhagavad Gita commentaries. The Srila Prabhupada's purports in Bhagavad Gita as it is lead the reader directly to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is true of all Prabhupada's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so on. His translation of the Sanskrit of Bengali is always accurate from a scholarly point of view, but at the same time, he writes as a pure devotee, surrender to Krishna. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Daksu Unmulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Amano Vishnam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Upashindu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Vyadvaita Gadadhar Vivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Readings from Stuyvesant Falls, the Sun Falls. And again, just always really wonderful to be up here. When you're environment is consistent and your environment is organized to facilitate your study and your devotion and your health, wonderful things do happen. I'll be up here till Saturday, and then I'm going for the weekend to Washington, where Hare Kirtan has organized some programs, and then and back up here, and then gradually make my way New York, not for Prabhupada's appearance day, at least for the Lotus Flower Festival on Saturday after next, which I will speak, Krishna Lila. Pretty excited about that. Because speaking Krishna Lila is speaking about the purest form of love, of which, if you aspire for a spurti, a drop, may come into your heart. And that drop is more satisfying than a reservoir of anything else. And it makes us want to dive into the reservoir where that drop comes. Rasa vai, aha. The absolute reality, which we see, we feel. What do we feel? We feel our connection and our loving relationship with that absolute reality, which makes us want to surrender to the absolute reality. And that desire to surrender, to give up one's own control, in love, liberation. Because it is the ultimate reality. Not an illusion. That's what we are. We are made of and for God. And when we realize that and acknowledge that, we participate in that. Rasa Vaisa. The highest rasa, the highest love, the highest happiness, the essence of the bliss potency. And our practice for entering into that is our nam bhajan. Making the sacrifice to give our consciousness to God in His name and trying to feel God, experience God through the ears, hearing God, hearing what God sounds like. Hearing what God sounds like is experiencing God fully because God's absolute. And experiencing God means to experience ourself, which is the soul. And it means to experience our role in relationship to God, which is as a receptacle for that divine potency, that divine love to flow. So we enter into that rasa vaisaha, that relationship with the absolute reality. And that's the objective of life. Prema pumartha mahan. That's the greatest artha, that prema. And that's what this Narada Bhakti Sutra is speaking to. Tvasmin parama prema root. What is bhakti? It's that parama prema root. It's the nature of the topmost love for God, which is only experienced when we acknowledge God, acknowledge ourselves, and thus participate in that ultimate reality. So we've been just discussing in this Narada Bhakti Sutras this bhakti, this divine love, which is beyond ordinary experience. I remember I was meeting a few new people, and sometimes in New York, once a month, at Amias, some of the people that I've met in Vrindavan join us for a little satsang. I never really know what's going to happen. This time I explained to them this, my experience of coming to Krishna consciousness. And that the experience, when innocently I chanted the holy name and innocently I tasted prasadam, and God gave me the mercy of Nambas, a dim reflection of that brilliant sun, the dawn of that brilliant sun of the holy name, the experience was super sensual, super egotistical, not like great, a supra. It was beyond my previous experience. I don't know how to describe it to someone else. At that moment, you become absorbed in reality. There's no duality. It's only God. It's only your relationship with God. And everything else is ephemeral. It has only relationship. It only has relation in relationship to that. And that's what we seek in life. Today, in the morning here, I get up early and I chant and I do my deity worship. It's still really I take a walk. It's about a 20-minute walk. So I have this iPhone. So I ask someone to put some things on, some lectures and some Krishnas, Babaji, Kirtans. And they put on some George Harrison. So I was walking and I was listening to My Sweet Lord. And people know me even before. Music was not my thing. I wasn't the type of person that walks around like, you know, earplugs and listening to music. But somehow I was walking and it was pleasant. And then after that came this song, Living in the Material World. Like, okay, let me go for it. I'll go for that one, too. But then there was something that was said that I forgot what the line was, but, you know, living in the material world means to understand the purpose. That's what I got from it. I couldn't hear. So understanding the purpose of the material world. The purpose of the material world is prema. The material world functions to give us prema. By frustrating the consciousness that distances us from that prema. So it's talking about this, and it was contrasting it to the bhakti, which is mixed with the modes, when we serve Krishna, but it's mixed with ambitious or sectarian or liberated desires, desire for liberation consciousness. And Narada encourages us to seek that bhakti, which is real bhakti, which is sincere bhakti, which is bhakti, which means devotion, which means it's done for no other reason than to please Krishna. It's done out of love. And our chanting of the holy name is done out of love or to seek that love. That's the goal. There's really no other purpose in this life. And Prabhupada made that so clear. He didn't say renounce the world. He didn't say artificially give up your attachments. He said everything you do, whether you do something to satisfy your desires or to renounce your desires, whatever you do is for that objective. And there's no other goal than that. Sometimes we set so many other objectives for ourselves that consume us and motivate us and push us. We do things to center ourselves in a particular type of experience and enjoyment rather than situate ourselves in a particular type of service. Out of attraction for Krishna, because Krishna is so beautiful, and Krishna is manifest in the holy name. And the holy name reveals the color of Krishna. The holy name reveals the form of Krishna. The holy name reveals the quality of Krishna. And we fall in love with Krishna. And therefore, our objective becomes God's happiness. Our objective becomes something inclusive rather than something exclusive. So Narada has encouraged us that we should decrease these selfish desires, transfer our feelings to the Supreme Lord, give up pride, don't worry about worldly duties, but neither artificially renounce our responsibilities, but stay in the world without attachment carefully, being especially careful about what we hear so that we don't increase our desires for dhanam, janam, sundarim, kavitam, for wealth, for women, for atheism. And give up internally, not just externally, our pride, our hypocrisy, and dedicate all our actions and all emotions, whatever we have, towards Him, and break through the selfish desires of the modes and proceed with a practice characterized by a desire, a mood of service, out of love, nitya, perpetual, in a mood of being a perpetual servant, a particular identity in relationship with the Supreme Lord. And now it's carrying on that idea in text 67. Bhakta ekantito mukya, the principal devotees are one who does this. The principal devotees, the topmost devotees, the foremost devotees, the greatest devotees, have this exclusive dedication. And it manifests in whatever they do. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karma jnabritam anukuyena krishnanu shilanam bhakta bhutama. Anukuyena krishnanu shilanam bhakta bhutama. Anukuyena krishnanu. Activity. To please Krishna, done with the intent to please Krishna. Anyabhilasha, and not covered by any other motivations. So now in these verses, beginning in 67, we'll go on to about 6-7 verses, there's going to be a description of those devotees who have broken through the modes. And there, ekantina, exclusive, there's one thing. There's one thing. Because they realize there's one thing. They realize that there is an angi, a hole, and everything else is the anga, the par. The angi is to be satisfied by the anga or the parts. So it's that focus on that ultimate reality. And they realize it, that there is an absolute reality. There is a God. There is a supreme person who is to be served. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko buhunam yo vadadati kamam. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko buhunam yo vadadati. There is one absolute supreme eternal. But there are all nityo, and there's one chaitanya, there's one life force, advayam gyan, there's a consciousness in which everything is included, which is inclusive of everything, and it's eternal. And that one, eko buddham, satisfies the many. How? It satisfies the many by accepting their service and entrance into the whole. Your entrance into the whole is by service. And by that service, you become one with the whole. Of course, remaining your individual sentience, nityo nityanam, when you enter, like the hand which serving the body, it enters into the world of the body. It enters into the nourishment of the body. It enters into the happiness of the body. We're meant to enter into God by the mood of service. And when you actually realize that, you are one with that desire. You are one with the feeling of that absolute reality. And you are devoted to it because you are part of it and you love it. And now in the purport, and I really have to say that Prabhupada did the first 13 verses, the rest of the verses were done by Satsrup Maharaj, and it's a masterpiece. So, Prabhupada, Satsrup Maharaj is explaining, giving an example in the Bhagavad Gita. And what Prabhupada does in the Bhagavad Gita, what Prabhupada does in the Bhagavad Gita is he's chased to the Bhagavad Gita. He doesn't deviate from that intent because that's what the Bhagavad Gita is. Sarva dhammam prityaja mam ekam sharanam vrajam. Aham tvam sarva dhamma please. Surrender to Krishna. Cooperate with Krishna. Serve Krishna. And that's that's the message of the Bhagavad Gita. The opening statements say that, I'm a soul surrendered unto me, you please instruct me. It begins with surrender, it ends with surrender, sarva dhammam prityajam. That is repeated many, many times within the Bhagavad Gita. Mandana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaro. What I'm thinking of that verse, like, why can't I think of Maya Shrita Middle Parta Yogam Yunjan Rasaya Samsayam Samagram Yatai. Just surrender, full consciousness of me. It's repeated. There's extraordinary claims about that. Tesham satatiyatanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadhami buddhi yogam sam. Esham satatiyatanam. I will give you knowledge. I'll maintain. I'll what you lack. There's all a description of the results. Devotees are glorified in comparison to other types of people. Everywhere it's given. And Prabhupada was chased to that message. In fact, when Prabhupada was reading the Bhagavad Gita and he came across a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, 241, Yavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurunamdana Bhushaka Inantascha Buddhayo Yavasayanam. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is what? The intelligence of those that result with resolute as many branches. It's, again, the word is ekeha. Their buddhi is one. They're resolute in one. And reading the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, that means that one should accept the order of the spiritual master as one's life and soul. Krishna's desire carried through. A person who is pure. What does pure mean? That person only wants to serve Krishna. So if you follow that person, then that desire of purity to serve Krishna. You link up with that. So Prabhupada said that, remember the order of Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, and he surrendered to that. He surrendered to that. And that's bhakti. Bhakti means seva. And seva means service. Vaj idyesha vai dhatu, seva yang parikitata. The root word vaj means seva. Bhakti means seva. We forsake all desires for sense gratification and serve Krishna only for his pleasure. The scriptures say that this is the best bhakti. Sarvapati vinir muktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha. Without other desires. Sarvapati vinuktya. We chant, we hear for the pleasure of Krishna. When we do that, that's called bhajan. We surrender our hearts completely in this flow of devotion. So this is what the Narada Bhakti Sutras is moving towards. And Satrut Marjana Purport is using Prabhupada's example. In all of Srila Prabhupada's spontaneous conversations, he was singly minded, Krishna conscious. When he spoke of Krishna, he seemed to be talking about his dearmost friend, not repeating something he had read. He was speaking with conviction. He took the desire of his spiritual master in his heart, and therefore he was imbued with his desire became one with the desire of his guru, which was the desire and pleasure of Krishna. So his rasa or bhakti entered his heart. Sometimes his Krishna katha took the form of convincing an atheist scientist that there must be a supreme controller. Sometimes he related the pastimes of Krishna to his disciples. And sometimes he assured devotees that Krishna is in our hearts and will give us the intelligence to execute devotional service. Srila Prabhupada maintained this single-mindedness even while undergoing the rigors of constant travel, while living in the biggest cities of the world. Wherever he was, Prabhupada was on a mission for Krishna. He was a kantika. This is what's described, the topmost devotees. The example of Prabhupada, dedicated exclusively for Krishna. And that was the bhav. And therefore, whatever he was doing was enthused with his relationship with Krishna. So it's not as important what you're doing as what the motive is behind it. And that's also what Prabhupada taught. Some people talk all the high subjects of Krishna, but their motive is to situate themselves in a way, in a position where they can get respect from others, which is really the mood of control and enjoyment. Prabhupada was exclusive. Being single-pointed in devotional service does not mean shutting out reality. Exclusivity can become sectarian if one focuses on relative truths or dedicated oneself to an ordinary person. When the object of appreciation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains the broadest vision, the vision of Mahatma. Brilliant. When you're focused on devotion, it doesn't mean that you're becoming exclusive or sectarian, but rather you're focused on the absolute reality. And therefore, you'll love and serve everything. But actually, exclusivity manifests if one focuses on some relative truth. Or dedicates one to just an ordinary person devoid of that relationship, devoid of that vision, that person is part of Krishna. But it's not sectarian. It's very inclusive. The devotee who's fixed on Krishna has actually attained to the complete truth. That the Lord is the complete truth is stated in the invocation to Isha Upanishads, Om Purnamada Purnamidam. The personality of God is perfect and complete. A devotee glorifies the Lord as the complete absolute truth when he utters the famous Vedic aphorism, Tat Tvam Asi, you are that. The impersonalist philosophers adore the Tat Tvam Asi aphorism because they take it to mean that they are one with the formless Brahman. The actual meaning of Tat Tvam Asi is different. When the devotee says you are that, he's addressing the Supreme Lord. What is he saying is, you are that, everything is part of God. But it doesn't mean that everything is God. And that's the one-pointed vision of the devotee. Prabhupada's making a very careful distinction here. The one-pointedness of the devotee is to see everything as part of God. Not that everything is God, but he sees a non-duality, just as one sees that all the parts of the body or that your hands and legs are the body, they're parts of the body. Not that they're the whole body, but you see the unity. They are the body. They're just not the whole body. So we are God. We are part of God. We're not the whole God. We're not God. The Vedic version, this is a commentary from Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Tattvamasi is actually applied in this case. Anyone understands Lord Krishna to be supreme or says unto the Lord, you are the same supreme Brahman, the personality of God, is certainly liberated instantly. And consequently, his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. Uddha Bhava Samavata. It begins with a certain understanding, a certain recognition. And when you embrace that recognition and accept that recognition, and therefore live by that recognition and feel that recognition that Krishna is God, you're liberated. Because it's only your denial of that, due to not wanting that, that we become bound. A pure devotee who sees Krishna in everything can maintain one-pointed concentration on the Lord, even while performing a wide variety of service to him. So once you get that vision and that desire, then you can serve God in a variety of situations. It's not dependent on renouncing the world. It's renouncing your conception of possessiveness of the world, not the objects of the world. A pure devotee who sees Krishna, by contrast, materialistic persons cannot be a kantiki or focus, because the field of sense gratification tempts the conditioned soul in many directions, because the mind is very fickle. The hedonist attention is splayed, as Lord Krishna says. And he quotes, Visayatmi Kabuya Eke Hakuri Nandana Ushaka Yanantascha Chabudayo Yavasayana. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of whose the intelligence of those are irresolute as many branch. So, devotee is fixed. There's one desire to please Krishna. The mental plane is when you're calculating for sense gratification. And therefore, you're constantly, excruciatingly weighing various options. Which will give me more pleasure? And sometimes you can torture yourself over minor decisions, not sure which gives you more pleasure. But when one has that desire to serve Krishna, generally the answer becomes much clearer. And options don't become such a variance, because you can serve Krishna in this way or serve Krishna in that way. So you may not go from one to another. These are the options. They're both serving Krishna. Okay, choose one. But the options of where I can get more pleasure, you have to weigh very carefully and go back and forth. Maybe this way, maybe that way, maybe this way. So, Bhushaka, there's many, many things we can think in our own lives. Very simple, what is it to serve Krishna? But how we can enjoy more, how we can control more, how we can situate ourselves in the world in a more advantageous position to do that, that's difficult. Sukadeva Goswami describes the materials in a similar way in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.2. Shruta Vyadini Rajendra Nirnam Shanti Sahastasa Patam Atmatatvam Griheshu Griha Medinam. One second, I'll be right back. Hare Krishna, we back? Hi, Bo? Can you hear me? Hare Krishna?
We can hear you, Maharaj.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Maharaj.
Can you hear me? Okay, thank you.
We can hear you.
Oh, right. Okay, great. Absorbed in political work or scientific research or social and economic betterment, the Grihamedis put aside the ultimate problems of old age, disease, and death. They do not inquire about self-realization, which lead them eventually to Krishna consciousness. But a person who wants to succeed in bhakti must give up the life of bewildering distractions and take up devotional service under the guidance of a spiritual master. So we can see that Shrutiyadini Rajan, the material and gross, you have so many subjects for here. And there's no continuity between them. But if you're fixed on devotion, then you're fixed on self-realization. You have an objective. The mind is... You can see that a devotee, a spiritualist, his mind is fixed. It's not all splattered on so many different, the mental plane of so many different things. The best way to cultivate a single-minded devotion to Krishna is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. This practice is what the scriptures and acharyas recommend as the main limb of devotional service for the age of Kali. By this one simple act, chanting and hearing the holy name, we serve the Lord the way he likes best. So the main way to fix the mind is to practice fixing the mind by sitting down and giving exclusive time to Krishna. Fixing the mind, it can happen. You'll just hear the name. You have to make that endeavor and Krishna will reciprocate. You have to give exclusive time to give your consciousness to Krishna. Haridas Thakur set the example by making the chanting of Harinam his exclusive service. Serious Gaudiya Vaishnavas following his footsteps by chanting daily at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, the most important service. Very difficult, I know, the modern life, because it affects our consciousness in such a way that it's hard for us to sit peacefully. But the only way to eventually sit peacefully is to do it. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Panchalila 3, 268, the holy name of Krishna is so attractive that anyone who chants it, including all living entities, moving and unmoving, and even Lord Krishna himself, comes imbued with love of Krishna. This is the effect of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. In the beginning stage, the restless mind balks at the single-minded devotion required to chant Hare Krishna for long stretches. The holy name is actually the sweetest nectar, but until we reach the spontaneous stage of devotion, one has to outsmart the mischievous mind. The mind is called chanchala, or unfaithful, but it can become the devotee's best friend. When one chants Hare Krishna and performs other duties with concentration and devotion, the mind clears and the devotee realizes his true interest. Then the devotee becomes attracted to serving the holy name and the akantina spirit, which Narada Muni recommends for his best. Are there any questions? Anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who is this?
This is Gail.
Oh, Gail. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Not like I don't know you. I don't know. I didn't recognize your voice.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Gail, thanks for coming on.
Oh, I love being on. I love hearing
you.
I said, I love being on. I'm going to correct myself and say, I just love hearing your lectures. I listen to your lectures all day, every day lately. They're really very fulfilling.
Wow. Thank you, Gail. Thank you so much. That makes me very happy.
Yeah, today I was so happy that I'm at Tulaco, actually, and I was so happy that the lecture didn't go too far into your lecture so I could hurry up and switch over to you.
You could have what?
I said I was so happy that the lecture ended not too far into your class so I could hurry up and come on. Oh, and that actually reminds me, I did have a question because I was a little bit late. I came in when you were saying that Srila Prabhupada was very chaste to a particular message. I don't know if you can remember.
Yeah, I was talking, you know, the Bhagavad Gita, I was explaining how the Bhagavad Gita says surrender to Krishna, right? And how Prabhupada presenting the Gita was so chaste to that message of Krishna's original intent. That's what I said.
Krishna's original what?
Intent in the Bhagavad Gita, which is, I was explaining and going through the Gita, how it really says surrender unto me. That's the message of the Gita. And Prabhupada was so faithful to that. He saw it in the world. He was surrendered to Krishna, and he saw it in the scriptures. Yeah, I'm pretty excited, you know, about these classes that I'm giving. I've been doing it for so many years. I believe it's maybe the sixth year already or something. I don't know. So many classes we give it. But what's happening now is, you know, it's really edifying. I'm getting letters from all over the world of people who are just listening to these classes because they go on the internet. So even if it's not the right time or people can't call in, all the time I'm getting letters that people are listening and appreciating the classes. So it makes it a really edifying service.
Yeah, it's really the greatest. It's really the greatest treasure that the lectures are recorded because, you know, I tend to get much more by, you know, repeated listening of the same class because, you know, I can't get everything the first go around, you know. And so for me, you know, I need like 2, 3, 4 hearings of the same class, you know, to get everything.
I'm flattered. What can I say?
Well, I'm not trying to, Patty. I'm just saying that that's what I need, you know. I'm saying that I'm so glad that they're recorded for that purpose.
Well, I'm saying I'm flattered that you listened to so many times.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, great. Okay, is there a class at Tuaco tonight?
Yeah. Actually, Casey Pachardi right now, he's doing kirtan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the class ended a little after 8 o'clock. So.
Okay, good. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Bajrade.
I love that you're such a faithful listener. You and Govardhan are just so... And that's what it means to be a student, is you listen. It's the best service. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, I'm going to end. Okay, thank you all. Bunchakopa Tubya Shakta Sundi Bhavija.